Well, we're really pleased at the Truman Library to be hosting the Portraits of Courage exhibit for the rest of the year. And some of the highlights are, well, first of all, it was painted by, these paintings were painted by President George W. Bush, who is a really good painter, a really good artist, one of the things he's devoted himself to after leaving the White House. And this particular exhibition is focused on veterans, and there are 66 full-color portraits of various veterans that President Bush has met, interviewed, befriended, and it's really a heartwarming story.
All right. So it is very well titled, Portraits of Courage, A Commander-in-Chief's Tribute to America's Warriors. So I'm curious, how long has the exhibit been up and how long will it be on display for Missouri to see?
The Portraits of Courage exhibit unveiled and we opened it up on October 13th, I believe, and it will be on display at the Truman Library through the end of the year. It closes actually on New Year's Eve, December 31st. So there's still a couple of months of runtime, and I encourage anyone interested in seeing the exhibit to visit the Truman Library. There's information about the exhibit on our website, TrumanLibraryInstitute.org, and you can learn about the exhibit and how long it's going to be there and how to get tickets and all of that on our website.
So it's been up for a couple of weeks now. How has the public interest been?
The public interest in the exhibit has been really strong. We've had attendance has been great. Attendance is higher than it was the previous month and higher than it was compared to 4 years ago, which is saying a lot because museum visitation right now across the country is trending down significantly. Most museums are, 30-35% less visitation than normal. So the fact that we're up 7 or 8% as compared to 4 years ago is a big win for us. The crowd not only gets to see the Portraits of Courage exhibit, but our new Truman exhibition, which still smells like fresh paint, is also something that visitors can enjoy. We just reopened the museum full-time on May 8th of this year. So really, visitors can get two for the price of one. They get to see the Bush Portraits of Courage exhibit for no extra charge. And they can also see the still new Truman exhibition, which is really incredible.
Will George W. Bush be coming to the exhibit whatsoever while it's up?
I wish the president would be coming, but we've checked with his scheduler and it's just not going to work out. We've tried and invited him several times on different occasions, and it just wasn't going to work out this time.
Oh, he's a popular man. So I'm curious if this is this a brand new sort of exhibit that he put together, or has it been making its rounds around the country for a while now?
Well, that's a really good question. It is an exhibit that's about 5 years old. I think he completed the paintings in 2017, maybe 2018. But because of COVID, it hasn't been seen in, I want to say, almost 2 years. And before COVID, I think it had only been to two or three spots across the country and nowhere close to Kansas City. And it was in Houston in the spring of 2020. And I think it had just opened. And then COVID hit and, life and museum visitation kind of fell off the cliff and they had to close down the exhibit, and it's been in crate ever since. So we're showing it in Kansas City for the first time ever. It won't be back to this part of the country maybe ever, because the president has painted a new exhibition, this newer one, which is just hot off the press, is focused on immigrants. And so the immigrant exhibit is touring, and this one will continue to tour, after it leaves here. I'm not exactly sure where it's going, but we're really pleased to be bringing it to Kansas City and Missouri, and hopefully friends from Kansas and Iowa and Nebraska will also come down to see it over the next couple of months.
All right. We have Alex Burden, the Executive Director of Truman Library and Museum, from the Kansas City area of Independence, joining Show Me Today to talk about an exhibit. It's called Portraits of Courage, a Commander-in-Chief's Tribute to America's Warriors. And it's a special exhibit from former President George W. Bush. 66 full-color portraits and a four-panel mural painted by President Bush of 98 service members and veterans who have served our nation with honor since 9/11 and whom the president has come to know personally since leaving office. Alex, I'm curious, have all of the portraits and the mural on display in this exhibit, do you have one that really stands out to you?
Well, there is, and that's a great question. Thanks for asking that. There's a portrait of an Army veteran, Michael Rodriguez, that speaks to me, and that's primarily because I had the honor of meeting Michael. He goes by Rod Rodriguez, and he came to help us open the exhibit and did some media appearances, and we got to spend a day and an evening with him, and he was just a great guy and a great patriot, suffered mightily through his service to our country, just in terms of what he went through. I think he had a dozen concussions from various encounters on the battlefield during his 20 years of service. And despite that, he still loves this country and holds it in great esteem, values what the Army and the military service did for him personally. And he's very good friends with President Bush. We call presidents president. He calls the president boss or boss man. And I think he just was a really, I don't know, it was inspiring, moving to hear him and hear him talk about the other veterans, because he knows all of the other veterans that were subjects of President Bush's painting. So that's definitely the one that speaks to me. And it's also one of the injuries that Michael suffered was to his eyes. And he had developed an eye sensitivity, and they had to, do something to repair his left eye. And it's a startling blue-green color. And President Bush really captured his eye that was not injured is a brown, and this one's this startling color. And it's just a really wonderful painting, and the spitting image of Michael.
When you look at this exhibit, what do you think the president is trying to not showcase, but to explain to the United States through all of these pictures?
I think President Bush was trying to honor the service and the sacrifice of these veterans, to pay his respects to them for what they do, what they endure on behalf of our country, and also, to actually help them and other veterans across the country through the Bush Center's Military Service Initiative. So, I mean, there's a variety of objectives and goals that President Bush had for this exhibition and why he chose to do it. And in my opinion, they're all admirable goals and successful. I mean, that the Bush Institute's doing some really important and impactful work on behalf of American veterans through their military service initiative. And the proceeds from this exhibition, as it tours, those organizations like the Truman Library have to pay an exhibit fee. The exhibit fee goes to fund the military service initiative at the Bush Center. So it's really a meaningful and important cause, in addition to a meaningful and important way for President Bush to honor the service and sacrifice of American veterans and military personnel, for that matter.
For this exhibit, are there any sort of discounts whatsoever for veterans, active duty members?
Another wonderful question. And yes, we are making this exhibit, in fact, the entire exhibit experience, free for veterans and active military personnel. So any veteran or somebody currently serving that comes to the door of the Truman Library and will not have to buy a ticket, they will be admitted for free. And that will continue through the duration of the Bush exhibit, December 31st.
I just wonder if the exhibit was a great therapy for the president. Do you see that? And when you look at this exhibit, do you think that maybe it was a form of therapy for him as well?
I think that's a good assumption. And I know from President Truman's history, President Truman, one of the decisions that he really regretted and was impacted him well beyond his time in the White House was his decision to send U.S. forces into Korea, which cost, thousands of American lives. And it's a very difficult decision that President Truman and President Bush and many other presidents have had to make in sending Americans to die, basically, for freedom and democracy in our country. So I would imagine that, and it's really, I think, a wonderful pursuit post-presidency for President Bush to devote some of his free time to helping veterans, to honoring veterans, to the Veterans Initiative at the Bush Center. Those are things that would help make him, feel better, feel differently about the fact that he also had to send Americans into harm's way.
Now, when people consider about going to see this exhibit, I don't know how they're going to walk away, but I'm wondering, will it be doom and gloom, Alex? Will it be the colors are cheery, they pop? Kind of talk to me about what people can expect and what they could walk away with.
I think people will walk away from the Portraits of Courage exhibition with a newfound appreciation for American military personnel and veterans and what they do quietly, without fanfare, without much celebration to defend our country and defend democracy. I mean, we are blessed to live in a country without a war raging on our border, without threats internal to America. And, you know, every day people are serving and getting wounded and are dying on behalf of our country. And you learn that through these experiences and these stories shared in the Bush Portraits of Courage exhibition and his focus on this batch of American warriors. I think I would encourage your audience to, there's an app, a companion application, an app that tells the story of these veterans. And there's also a book, a companion book that you can buy that tells the story of the veterans as well. And we've made the book available for free in the exhibition itself, so our visitors don't have to actually buy it. If they want to, they can. But the reason I mentioned the app and the book is that in order to learn everything that there is to know about these soldiers and sailors, the app and the book will help you do that. And President Bush actually wrote the little descriptions of each one of these veterans. He got to know them personally, and he wrote their stories. And on the app, you can actually listen to President Bush's voice as he explains who these veterans are and what their service areas were and the challenges that they had once they came back from service. So he's really invested a lot of time in this project. It's not just the painting, but it's also his work on the book and getting to know the veterans. And he continues to befriend them and work with them actively out of his Bush Institute in Dallas.
And how can people, just one more time, how can people check out information about this app, about the exhibit online?
People can learn more about the George W. Bush Portraits of Courage exhibit on the Truman Library Institute's website. The URL is trumanlibraryinstitute.org, and there is a Portraits of Courage page which describes and explains and profiles the exhibit, but also has practical information about visitation and how to get to the Truman Library and how to buy tickets. And so I would encourage any interested Missourians to go to our website, learn more about the exhibit, and consider coming up here and seeing this wonderful exhibit.
That's Alex Burden, the executive director of the Truman Library and Museum. This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.